even on where the Tripoli Morillo is, what, 31 chapters of Proverbs in there, and basically all 30 and a half actually talk about a virtuous man or the virtuous husband, and what, all about men, and there's about half a chapter that actually just talks about women. So I think it's probably because men need that little bit more instruction. but anyway, okay. Firstly, I'm going to talk about men and how to be the ideal husband, and women, how to be the ideal wife. Pretty much, and basically, with wisdom, we can grow in the Lord together. Okay, basically, first thing I wanted to bring up, we'll start with men, because the women will probably take longer to get through. I just want to illustrate some examples of the about being a good spouse. The importance of this subject is pretty crucial. To be happy in the Lord and to be happy in life is greatly affected by how successful we are in our marriage and our relationships. Even our usefulness to the Lord is affected by our relationships. Husbands have to honour their wives. For example, husbands' prayers can be hindered by the way we treat our wives. As we can see in 1 Peter 3:7, husbands likewise dwell with them, understanding, giving honour to their wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together to the grace of life, that the prayers may be not hindered. Basically, what it's saying is that not being the weaker vessel, that they're not as smart or as clever or things like that. It's actually just pretty much being that they're not as physically strong as well. And basically, I mean, women are very smart and actually very clever in a lot of things. So the other day I was talking to a friend of mine, and what he said was he helps his wife out all the time, doing things around the house, this and that. And basically, she asked him to help wash the dishes, and he said, "What? I do all this other stuff. That's not a man's job." And basically, she came back and this verse, 2 Kings 21:13. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and plummet of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it, turning it upside down. So women can be very clever at times. Basically, I just wanted to go over some things as well. Some thoughts taken from Proverbs here. First thing is give opportunity. This is for a husband. They should give opportunity to their wife. In Proverbs 31:31, give her the fruit of her hand. Give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own works praise her in the gate. What that means is, allow your wife to have the opportunity to develop her own abilities and to do things. Because sometimes as a man, I know myself, I'd like to do everything for myself and just sort of not let my wife do anything, because, I don't know, it's just, must be the way I am, my genetic makeup. But sometimes it can be overwhelming, and the life God's provided us with this partner in life that you can actually rely on and allow to do other things. Let her reap the benefits of her own labours. She pretty much, a lot of women out there these days, they work, they do things and this and that, and they don't want their husband sort of saying, "Oh, you can't spend this money, or you can't do this, or you can't do that." So let her reap the benefits of her labours. Don't treat her as a simple person, because she's very complex and very knowledgeable, and you should be as equal with your wife. A lot of traps that men fall in is that they actually think that they're a lot better than women, and that sort of pretty much then throws us out, saying that we get into we think that we're the boss or in charge, but God actually took the rib from Adam's side so that we can actually care for our wives and nurture our wives. We didn't take it from our foot so that she's under us, and we didn't make Eve from our head so she's above us. Second thing that I was going to say is we've got to give praise to our wives. Proverbs 31, 28 to 29, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. So God wants us to give praise to our wives. I know when I see, I promise her I wouldn't use it much as an example, but this is the only wife I've got. I know sometimes, looking at when she's done something, and I say, oh, thanks, babe, oh, that's great, this and that. I see the look in her eye that she really enjoys those praises, and I think God wants us to build each other up and give praises to Him. Next verse, give trust, because that's very important. Proverbs 31:11, the heart of the husband safely trusts her, they will have no lack of gain. Pretty much what that shows is if we demonstrate a willingness to trust her in areas of her intelligence, her faithfulness, and all her abilities, like we planted a garden not long ago in our backyard, and sort of been going, but I've been flat out with work, so I haven't really had time to look at it. But the thing is, it's been growing, and I know it's not just growing on the same. I know Sonia gets home every day and she waters it and things like that. So we've got to have trust in doing different things. And it's very important as well for us not to be jealous or suspicious of our wives, because they do love us and honour us and respect us. And sometimes you're given that freedom because it's not good to be jealous on those things, because you should have faith in your wife. Next I want to mention is give love. Be content with your wife's love. It pretty much saves you and your family from harm. Basically, what it is some people, they're always out there looking for something different. It's like, okay, now that I'm married, that's meant to do things as goal-orientated. Now that I've done this, I can move on and do something else. Now that I've accomplished this, we can move on to something else. But with a husband and wife, we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be saying, okay, now that we've reached this task, but we should be continuing growing together in the Lord through different things. Alright, well, that's a fair bit of the husband, so I'll give them a rest of starting some stuff about women. Can we have the reading now?
Yep. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 31, we're going to read from verse 10 to 31. I'm going to read from my Bible because I find it hard to read up here. It's all that way. Okay, Proverbs 31, verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing without her. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. And out of her earnings, she plans to give you. She sets about her work vigorously, and her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her training is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the vista and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
So, basically, this is just telling us about a virtuous wife. I mean, there's a lot of things that people can't do and can do. I bet everyone's different pretty much in that sense. But basically, I just wanted to bring out some things that we can maybe use as guidelines to help us achieve things like that. So don't think that I'm picking on anyone. Okay, basically, when I was looking for a wife at first, I was sort of not... I didn't go through all these things and have a checklist and say she has to do this or she has to do that and she has to do that. The first few things that I actually looked for was, well, first on the checklist was she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't swear, she doesn't take that. Those general things first, and then I started getting into the other stuff through it. But basically, the third thing that is very important is trustworthiness and dependableness. And basically, the Bible brings out Proverbs 31:11, the heart of the husband safely trusts her, they have no lack of gain. Basically, the husband can entrust her with income, can entrust her with responsibilities, because she's not going to just squander it and take all the money and go buy a dress for $1,000 if you're only going to make a mortgage repayment next week and things like that. Really, men normally, if they have $2, they'll see something and bargain hunt and probably buy it for $2, even if it's worth 50 cents. But women, if they see a dress or something that's worth $1, they'll say, oh, I better buy one just as a backup and spare, and I'll buy a pair of shoes for $2 as well. So they buy it. They get it. Men and women are a different way that comes to money. We'll just spend anything if we want it, but women just spend it because they say let's see, next is filled with an enduring love. But to a woman, she does him good, not evil, all the days of her life. So, devoted to doing her husband good, throughout her life. That's just as she vowed in that at the wedding when she we first got married, they vowed to do good. Next is they have developed practical skills. She sits wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's not afraid of snow. Her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself and clothing in fine and linen and purple. So basically what that is women they can do different things such as sewing, cooking, industrious. It shows that women have the ability to do a lot of things. In Proverbs 31:16-19 and 24, it shows how even women can be very business minded in regards to she's buying property, and from her labours she on the land she plants a vineyard, and from the profits she sells the merchandise. Compassionate. Women are very compassionate, and they also have developing character. Strength and honour are clothing. basically with this sort of, she cares not only for her family, but the less fortunate as well. And I had sometimes where I wouldn't give things a second thought, I see wives, they're all women in general, they're extremely compassionate and to the needs of others and things like that, whereas sometimes men will, we don't often have that same compassion. It's something that is God speaks wisdom and kindness. Basically, with this, I was just reading Ephesians, let no corrupt words proceed out of the mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So, basically, sometimes women have the ability to speak wisdom and kindness that we can understand, that doesn't come portrayed across as being harshness, and that they attend to the needs of the family. So really, when I've reached this stage yet, I've no kids, but Sonia, she wakes up early and she makes my breakfast, she's got my clothes on for work the next day, she's up doing all these things, pretty much without me even knowing. I just wake up in the morning and see it all done, and don't sometimes realise some of the things that she's done. Fearing the Lord is very important. Basically, it's very important to have fearing the Lord, because pretty much without fearing the Lord, there's no, the importance of using wisdom. Basically, in Proverbs 11:29, says, "He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise." So, basically, just some of the things that we need to use God's wisdom in these things. I mean, some of the things that I mentioned, maybe not all of us can do or can attain that level, but we have to just try and strive to reach that level. Like, I mean, there's probably a lot of things that were mentioned that couldn't be done, but because not everyone has that same makeup type of thing. Basically, we need wisdom in building a healthy family relationship in, as we can see in 11:29 in Proverbs there. Also, so much of the joy and meaning of life that God would have us enjoy is lost if there is not a good family life. As Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which has given you under the sun all of your days of vanity, for that is the proportion of life and in the labour which you perform under the sun. But as important as physical families may be, and the most important thing in life is to be a member pretty much of God's family. For He can easily fill the gaps that we don't fill, so all those things, they're often not attainable, but if we're part of God's family, you can always turn to Him, and basically He can supply us our needs and He can help us, but as long as we trust and rely on Him in certain things, that often fall into the trap of only relying on ourselves to do things, and that can be detrimental.